of time as every single other person on the face of this earth. Are you truly using those moments as effectively as you could? Is there anyone else in this world who is accomplishing more than you are today? If there is, then you have no excuse. You know you can be more effective. You can be more efficient because you're never going to be the most effective and efficient person in the entire world. You can always get better. No one has enough time to do everything, but everyone has enough time to do what is important. Think if what you are doing is important or not. Are you using time or wasting it? Is this task something that you will think back on years from now and be glad you did? Or will you be wishing that you would have spent that time doing something else? Step 4. Delegate. Another way to set a value on a task is to ask yourself if someone else could do it for you. If you had the money, could you simply hire someone and delegate the task out? The easier it is to say yes, or the cheaper you could pay someone, the lower priority that task is. But you will find there are one or two tasks which only you can do, or only you can do as well as you can do. You may be operating a small business where you have to do a lot of busy work and wear several hats, but clarity is key, and ask yourself, could you hire someone else to do part of what you're doing? You may split your time between managing inventory, marketing, sales, and maintaining positive relationships with previous customers. The obvious task, which is easiest to delegate out, is managing inventory. This is simple math. It doesn't require people skills. It doesn't require any specific set of skills. It's something you could hire someone to do for relatively cheaply. This is your lowest priority task. Try to spend as little time as possible doing that task, because that is never the task which is going to make you a billionaire. Maintaining positive relationships with previous customers is obviously important, but as your business grows, you simply will not have the time to do this yourself. And the sold customer is always lower priority than the buying customer. You will eventually have to delegate this out. It's probably a little bit higher priority and you'd pay someone a little bit more to deal with the actual customers than to manage the inventory, but it's still a relatively low priority task. This leaves marketing and sales, the driving force of your business, and the parts which require the most skill and would require paying someone else the most amount of money in order to do. Salespeople, good ones anyways, do not work for anywhere near minimum wage. You have to pay them six figures plus to get a good one. These are the two areas you want to spend the most of your time on. As your business grows, your priorities will change. You will have marketing and sales departments. Now you need to spend your time as a force multiplier, managing others as well as being a role model and leader for your company. This is the most important way for you to spend your time at that point, making sure you have the best people working for you and taking care of them so they will take care of your customers. Then you hire upper management, and at a certain point, you will have built such a successful business, such a well-tuned machine, that it won't need you anymore. Richard Branson is a fantastic example of a man who can build companies so well and hire such great people that the businesses no longer need him. He can kick back on his private island, Necker Island, or do one of his crazy daredevil stunts, or do what he does best, start another company. The rebel billionaire now oversees over 400 companies. I understand you may or may not have the capability to hire someone right now, but understanding what could be delegated out and what you could not delegate out, or which would be harder to delegate out, will help your mind organize what the higher priority tasks are and you want to spend more of your time on, and what the lower priority tasks are and what you want to get done as quick as possible. However, be aware you may actually be able to afford to hire someone to do some of these lower priority tasks. Nowadays, you can hire an overseas English-speaking, English-writing, very competent virtual assistant for about $4 or $5 an hour. Of course, these tasks need to be limited to things which can be done virtually, but it's definitely something I'd recommend looking into. Often when people procrastinate to the extreme level, they will wait until the very last minute possible to start a project. This is common with school paper deadlines. Students will wait till the night before the paper is due, and then they'll stay up all night. Obviously, this isn't very healthy or effective. Study after study demonstrates how brain function and motor skills deteriorate without sleep. So often the paper is nowhere near the quality it would have been had you put in only 80% of the time spread out over a few hours a day for several days, where your mind would have been functioning at a much higher level. This is the trademark of the procrastinator. Procrastination takes no dedication, no willpower. The person is merely wasting his existence away with an ever-growing anxiety in the back of his mind. This person will procrastinate until the pain of the procrastination and the fear of failure to complete the task grows larger than the pleasure the person receives from not doing the task. This person is living passively as a stimulus response creature. He attempts to avoid pain until the pain of avoidance becomes greater than the pain of doing. Then he does. We do not want to live the life of a stimulus response creature. This is not freedom. This is how an animal would act. Our ability to think and plan and control our actions is what separates us from the shackles of stimulus response. Do not be an animal. Control your time and control your destiny. Although in school, the short-term consequences of procrastination seem minimal, you stay up one night, maybe make a few small typos, get a B on your paper instead of an A-. In the real world, the consequences are more severe. You get looked over for promotions. You make less sales. Your paychecks are smaller. You lose to competitors. You may think you work well under pressure, and this may be true relative to other people, but relative to you at your peak mental state not under pressure, this has been shown to be inaccurate. Throughout the day, ask yourself, what are your highest productivity tasks? This answer may change throughout the day, so it is important to continually ask it in order to refocus. You can also separate this into categories and ask, what is your highest productivity task at work, where you may want the input of your boss? Even if you don't care, you'll surely get bonus points for asking. What is your highest productivity task in your relationship, where you may want the input of your partner? Even if you don't care, you'll surely get bonus points for asking. Bazing! Step 5. Procrastinate. Wait, what? That's right, you heard it correctly. One of the greatest ways to get stuff done is to procrastinate. Remember, no one has enough time to do everything, but everyone has enough time to do what is important. So you make time for the important, high-value tasks, and if that means you need to procrastinate on the low-value tasks, then so be it. Whoa, boy, your place is dirty! You need to clean it! But do you? I mean, really. Do you? What happens if you don't? Nothing? Are you going to be thinking back 10 years from now? Oh, God, my place was really dirty 10 years ago. I really regret how dirty my place was. It doesn't matter. It's something you can procrastinate on. In contrast, say you want to be a professional musician. What happens if you don't put in your daily 3 hours of practice after your day job? You don't achieve your life's dreams of playing music. Which consequence sounds worse? So procrastinate on the insignificant and the less significant. Plan your day so your highest importance activities take place first. And then if you miss out on your last couple activities, fine, who cares? You'll do them tomorrow. But you accomplished important things, your goals, and that's what really matters in the long run. When it comes to new opportunities for your goals, always say yes. New training, new practice, new programs, new live events, new books, new business friends. Always say yes and spend as much time as you can living inside the realm of your goals. And say no to everything else. Say no to the unimportant. Say no to things that won't make a difference in your long-term future. If it does not directly or indirectly support your goals, say no, or at least say not right now and procrastinate. Put it off as long as you can. Remember, you are already an expert procrastinator. Have fun with this. Think of unique ways you can put off tasks. Think of ways you can combine tasks. Think of ways you can complete tasks faster. If it is not vital to your future, normally speaking, it is not vital to get it done right now, and it is not vital to get it done perfectly. Get it done good enough to get it done, and then stop wasting time on it, and spend that time on your goals, on your high-value tasks. When new tasks come into your life, you must realize you will need to cut out others. If you are single, you will likely have more free time to work on your high-value tasks than when you are in a relationship. So when you start dating a girl, and now you're going out to dinner a couple times, doing some Netflix and chilling, all of a sudden, you've got 15 less hours per week. How are you going to still achieve your goals and dreams? You need to plan it out. If you're dedicating 15 hours a week on average to her, where are you going to cut 15 hours from? Or where are you going to make up those 15 hours? How are you going to be more efficient and more productive with the time that you have? Maybe you have a hobby that you enjoy, but if that hobby isn't going to make you a multimillionaire in the future, and that hobby isn't your life's dream, cut it. Your new hobby is your girlfriend. You need to spend that time on your dreams. Now, if that hobby is your dream, take a hard look at where else you are spending your time. This is when planning is so important, and recording your day so you can look back on your days, look back on your week, and see where you can cut time. This is so much easier to do in retrospect when you're in a logical state of mind and you have it all in front of you on paper. You can add it up. You can say a little bit here, a little bit there, 10 minutes a day. But hey, over a week, that's an hour and 10 minutes. Things add up, but you need to record them on paper or your cell phone, you know, whatever it is. You get my point. You have to record it. If you're already a beast at productivity and don't have 15 hours you can just easily snip away from your week, you need to get more creative. Look into combining more tasks. Look closer at the amount of time that you spend on necessary but unimportant tasks. Most of us can speed up our morning routine. Most of us can take a shorter shower. Most of us can get breakfast quicker. We don't make something, we get something on the way. Most of us can make or get our coffee or drink our coffee a little bit faster. If you're taking more than a half an hour to get ready in the morning, I mean, you're really pushing it. There are people that literally take 2 to 3 hours to get ready in the morning. They'll have to leave for work at like 10 and they'll be waking up at 7 or 8. Dude, you don't need that much time. A shower takes 5 minutes. Grabbing a protein bar takes 30 seconds. Eat it on the way. Get dressed. This is, all right, you gotta save your time here. You can't be wasting, let me sit back and read the paper and let me turn on the TV, let me check my emails. No, this is not the life of a productive person. You get up, you get going. If you are sleeping more than the minimum necessary for you to still operate at peak efficiency, then cut your sleep time down. Reevaluate your current tasks. If you are already a productive person with a lot on your plate, there's a lot of things that you're doing. There's a lot of tasks that you are doing that you may not actually need to be doing. This is a great place. Look at your old tasks and find some to cut. Some tasks you may have outgrown or simply don't need anymore. Productive people often have specific times during the day when they do certain things like write down goals or meditate. Sometimes there can be other things in there which are no longer relevant to you. At one point in your life you needed that task, but today you no longer do. Even if you cannot find something irrelevant, ask yourself, would I rather have this old task or the new task? Go through your lower priority tasks, and if something doesn't budge, well, then you can't take on a new task. You only have so much time. Do whatever you need to do, but make sure that you adjust your schedule when a new task comes into your life. Because if you do not consciously cut out another task or rearrange your schedule to be more efficient, the highest priority tasks tend to be the ones that fall into the wastebasket because they are generally delayed gratification in their nature. But checking your social media because Facebook tells you you have 2 new notifications, well, clearly that's super important. It needs to be done right now. When new tasks come into your life, it can be difficult. But with proper planning and strategy, you can accommodate your new tasks while maintaining the time input on your high-value tasks. The things that matter most must never be at the mercy of the things that matter the least. Step 6. Output, not input. Successful people care about output, or results, not input or effort/time. If you are employed, your boss also only cares about output, not input. He doesn't care if you worked hard, he cares if you got it done. You are there for a reason, to complete a specific job function, to operate one part of the machine, which is the business. What is your job responsibility? If you are in sales, your job is to sell. Now, of course, there are many factors that go into selling, prospecting, building relationships with clients, product knowledge, product demonstration, comprehension of the sales process, closing, repeats and referrals, etc., etc. But at the end of the day, no matter how you want to say it, your job is to sell stuff. If you do that one thing and with a higher profit margin than other salespeople, you will be the most valued salesperson in the company. Doesn't matter if people like you, doesn't matter if you get along, you will be the most important salesperson there, and you will also be the most well-compensated salesperson there. Your paycheck is going to be larger than every single other salesperson there because you sell more stuff. You operate at your job function better than everybody else. Whatever your job is, specify exactly what you are supposed to do, and remember that is what your management team expects of you as well. And the better you do that, the more likely you are to have job security, receive promotions, and earn a higher income. A good way to help determine what your specific job output is, simply look at what you do that no one else does. Now take those few functions and rank yourself. How are you doing compared to your competition, aka your coworkers? Determine what your weakest area is in one of your exclusive functions, and then resolve to improve on that weak point. Because from your manager's perspective, they will view you from your weakest point, not your highest point. If your current job is a low income or temporary job while you work on your future on the side, then spend as little time as you need to at that job and devote the rest of your time to your future. But when you are at work, be present. Unless you have a very specific type of a situation, like you want to be a novelist and you work the graveyard shift, you know, work in the front desk at a hotel or something, you have several free hours every night where you can write, in which case, that's a great situation for what your goals are. But if you're like most of us and are not in a situation where you can do something else and work on your goals while you're at work, you might as well work while you're at work. things don't always go to plan. So if you get promoted a few levels into management over the next couple years and increase your income by 50 to 100% while still working on your goals outside of work, the extra income and saved money may very well come in handy to help you accomplish your goals in the future or just help you live a better quality life in general. Thoughts. Now that we've discussed the topic for a bit, I want your opinion. Do you think it's a good idea to plan out your days? That wasn't a rhetorical question. I actually want you to answer out loud, yes or no. Do you think it's a good idea to plan out your day? Are you serious? Is that the best you got? Is that the level of energy you're going to put into your life? If you can't be passionate about this for 2 seconds, how do you expect to follow through? Remember, writing the outline before the script. If you can't write the outline, there's no way you're going to write the script. This is your outline. This is your time to prove that you can and you will do this. Now give me some energy. Do you think it's a good idea to plan out your day? Come on, I don't care if there's other people around you. I don't care if you're in the car, at the gym. I don't want excuses. I want results. Show yourself that you have what it takes. Now, do you think it's a good idea to plan out your days? Again, do you think it's a good idea to plan out your days? Good. Now, if you answered yes, here is what I need you to do. Stop. Stop doing whatever you're doing. Just stop. Well, I mean, maybe for like driving, maybe don't just like stop in the middle of the road. That might be a bad idea. A little dangerous. Don't want to get sued. But if you're doing pretty much anything else, stop. Right now, stop. Now, here's what I need you to do. If you're not busy, I want you to write your schedule for tomorrow. Remember these two things. Remember to put your most important task first. And second, remember in the evening to include a time, at least say 10 minutes, 15 minutes, so you can write the following day's schedule. So if you're not busy, I need you to do this now. I need you to write your schedule. And remember, if you're not even willing to do this one thing, if you just listen to this, you just spent money on this and you're listening to it right now, if you don't have the willpower, the dedication to take a couple moments, just take 10 minutes and write your schedule for tomorrow, what are the chances that you're ever going to follow through with this? I need you to do this. Do it for me. Pause the audio now. Do it. 3, 2, 1, pause. If you are busy, don't think I'm letting you off the hook that easy. Here's what you do. I want you to take your phone and set an alarm for tonight. That way, you can't forget it. And when that alarm goes off, that is when you write your plan for tomorrow. So pause the audio if you'd like, but right now, open up that alarm app and decide what time to set it for so you can write your plan. Do that now. And if you weren't busy before and you didn't pause it, shame, 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 shame. This is your life we're talking about. This ain't for me. Shoot, you already bought the program. I got my money. This is for you. So either write your plan or set it for tonight, but do it now. The end. Live by design. Self-help and personal development. 7 days of motivation. Written and narrated by yours truly, Knight Rider. Boom! Well Welcome to Live by Design, your 30-day program to design the life you have always wanted to live. So many of us sit by and passively watch as life happens to us. But today is the day that all that changes. Today is the day we gain 100% absolute control over our destiny. Today is the day we stop living life like a leaf blowing through the wind. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. We all have dreams, but with this program, you will begin the process of turning those dreams into reality. This program works, and I can't wait for you to join me on the journey to absolute success, reaching your full potential. So let me tell you how this works. This program has 30 days, 30 chapters, 30 sections, and I want you to complete at least one chapter a day. If you want to do more, hey, that's awesome, but at least one a day. And if you do that, and you do all of the exercises, I promise you will see a transformation in your life. See, this program isn't just motivation. We will go far beyond motivation, deep into the science of how the mind works, and how we can demand a change from this million-year-old computer between our ears called the human mind. It's not just work harder. It's not just, well, be positive. There is a way that our brain is structured, and once you understand that structure, you can start writing the code to reprogram your brain for absolute success, to reprogram your brain into taking massive amounts of action, to reprogram your brain to cut out the limiting beliefs, to cut out the self-sabotage. But in order to get you to do the work, in order to get someone to actually listen to this program every single day for 30 days, I've got to at least try to be a little entertaining. I've got to keep your attention. I've got to keep you wanting to come back day after day. So listen, I'm just going to talk to you like we're friends. Is that okay? We're just hanging out, having a cup of coffee, having a beer. We're just chatting. I mean, besides, we're going to be spending the next 30 days together. Would you really want to spend the next 30 days with someone who's sounding all boring like, okay, so today I am going to tell you how to change your life? Nah, I'm going to bring the excitement. I'm going to bring the enthusiasm. I'm going to bring the power. Because in order for you to keep coming back, I need you to be entertained at least a little bit. I could have the best human performance conditioning technology in the world, but if I can't keep you entertained enough, if I can't keep your attention to where you actually want to listen to it, it all goes to waste. And yes, I will tell you from time to time that I believe in you, and I will tell you that you can change your life for the better. You know why? Because there's already enough negative junk out there. Every day you wake up and there's news about the next economic meltdown or stock market crash, headline stories about police brutality and riots and terrorist attacks and natural disasters destroying entire cities. Now don't get me wrong, I want to be an informed citizen. I want to know what's going on. But there is enough negativity out there. Let this be your moment to bring the balance back. Take this time every single day for the next 30 days to put constructive, positive thoughts back in your mind so you can bring yourself to the peak performance state you need to be in order to achieve your goals. In addition to giving you the technology to change your life, we also want to make sure that you are fulfilled on the inside. Because you can run around trying to achieve external success, thinking that the external success will make you happy, only to achieve it and realize that you are still an unhappy, spiteful person who just happens to not be broke. Money helps. But it is only one of the tools that we need to design a fulfilling life. So I can't wait to help you create the framework that you need in order to create your dream life, both on the inside and out. A positive and loving energy that shines brighter than the sun. A financial fortress with walls so strong no army could break them down. A body so healthy and vibrant and full of energy that you can work for hours and hours on end and still come home and enjoy a night out with your family and friends. A mind so focused, so driven, so dedicated that nothing can break you from achieving anything that you set your sights on. This can be the first day of your new life. All you have to do is decide. As the great Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, "Come with me if you want to live an awesome life." Welcome to Live by Design. Cue the motivational music. music's over. If one person can turn their life around, if one person can start out broke, unhappy, wandering with no path, unhealthy, out of shape, and alone, and turn that around to be completely fulfilled emotionally, completely fulfilled spiritually, turn their body around to be a machine of power and endurance, find true love and attain financial abundance so you never again have to worry about you or your family's security. If one person can do that, why not you? If one person can design the exact life they want and then actually go out and get it, why can't you turn your life around? Why can't you do the exact same thing? Why can't you have everything that you've ever wanted and even more? That's a good question. Unfortunately, most people don't believe they can have the life they've always wanted. They don't believe it's true. They don't believe it's possible. Yeah, maybe someone else could do it, but they're special. They had some sort of advantage. They got lucky, or their parents had money, or they don't have some sort of obligation that I have. We make up excuses for why we don't believe in ourselves, and we never even really try. We might half-ass it, but we don't really, really give it a full-on try and say, we're gonna do this, we're gonna give it everything that we have. We might try for a day or two, or even a couple weeks, but we still give up, because we don't truly believe in ourselves. Or maybe we tried, but we failed because we didn't have the right technology. We didn't understand how to control our mind and focus our mind to do exactly what we needed it to do and when we needed it to do it. You didn't know how to reprogram your brain for absolute, unstoppable success. And this isn't a matter of effort or intelligence or anything. It's not about how hard you're trying. It's not that, oh, you didn't try hard enough. This is a matter of knowledge. It's having the tools that can affect your brain to make that difference. A matter of understanding how the human mind works and being able to rewrite that code. Some of us will genuinely try so hard, but if the code in our computer brain is not programmed for success, I don't want to say it doesn't matter how hard you try, but it makes it extremely difficult to succeed in the long term. Sometimes you can overcome it in the short term, but you're always going to come back to what's programmed deep inside your brain. We will inevitably fail if we don't fix the root problem. In order to change our destiny, we must change our output. And in order to change our output, we must change the source. We must structure our mind so nothing can penetrate its walls, so nothing can stop us. And the beautiful thing is, once you understand how your mind works, and once you understand how to make lasting changes that will turn your whole life around, you can then share that knowledge with your family, your friends, your coworkers, employees, or just random people that you just met. You can be the beacon of light which guides others to their own personal destinations in life. You will have the power to help others design their own ideal life. You will have this knowledge so deeply ingrained in you, and your mind will be so positively associated with making the change and taking action that you'll just see someone not taking action or carrying out a negative habit and automatically just be like, hey, you're not taking the action because you're sabotaging yourself, or, you know, you're only carrying out this negative action because it's a habit for you. And you'll have a whole arsenal of weapons to break their patterns and help them take massive action in the right direction. Hey, by the time I'm done with you, you're gonna be a black belt at kicking ass in the game of life. As we embark on this journey, I want you to remember this quote. The first step to changing your life is the desire to do so. You've already got that first step down, or you wouldn't be listening to this right now. But no matter what, no matter how hard things get, no matter how many times you fail, no matter how many things are not going your way, you need to keep that desire alive. Because the second that desire dies, it is so much more difficult to effect change. So regardless of what happened yesterday, or last year, or the last decade, it doesn't matter. We're going to save the good, but forget all the bad. And I'm going to help you. We are going to create a new vision. And starting today, we are going to start taking actions to bring that vision into a reality. But it all starts with that burning desire. So protect that flame and hold it close to your heart. By the end of these next 30 days, you will be well on your way to creating the better life that you designed, and you'll have already accomplished things that you can look back on as positive reference points to show you that you can do it. You can produce positive change. I just need you to keep that flame of desire roaring strong in your heart. And I also need you to complete this program. If you listen to a session a day, every day, and are willing to follow through with anything I may ask of you, no matter how difficult or silly it may seem, you will see a noticeable change within the next 30 days. It's as easy as that. Keep the desire alive and complete this program, and you will begin to turn your dreams into reality. While it is easy to sit back and think we may be at a disadvantage or someone else has an easier path than us, think about it. We've all heard the stories of people who started from nothing, coming from a family of nothing, abusive, drug-addicted, unemployed parents, minimal education, and they still came out on top. They still created a life to be admired by millions. We've also all seen the opposite. An individual who was born into the right family, successful and loving parents, the best schooling, the best teachers, the best mentors, the best role models, and opportunity after opportunity handed out to them on a silver platter, and yet lived such an unhappy life that they decided to end it. The difference is not where we start. It is not what was given to us. Of course, that can be an influencing factor, but it is not determinant. What determines where you go is how you think. Why is it that you are listening to this program right now? Why do you still have that flame for change when maybe someone around you has given up? Why is it that you still believe that you can make a difference, whereas maybe a close friend or family member thinks that it is impossible to transform their financial status, or their happiness, or their body? We'll get into that later, but the desire and belief that you can create the life you want is the foundation of change, and you already possess that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. Most people won't even try to listen to a program like this. They'll turn to you and say, "Oh, all that motivational hoopla, that's all bull crap. It don't work." And then turn back and continue what they've been doing the past 10 years, eating potato chips and watching reruns of Seinfeld. Now what we need to do is take that desire that you have and turn it into action. First, we have desire. Then we take action. Then we get results. And taking action is not something that you need to learn how to do. You already know how to do it. You've done it before. We've all had times where we've taken the action. We've done what needed to get done. So we're not teaching you how to do what you need to do. We're teaching you how to be more consistent about it so you can begin to get better and better results. Today, I don't want you to focus on what you could have done better yesterday, and I don't want you to focus on what you want to do sometime in the future. I want you to focus on what you can do right now. See, one of the challenges most people have is getting bogged down by the negative big picture, and they make it so big that it seems unsurmountable. Now, don't get me wrong, by the end of these 30 days, you will have a clear big picture and long-term vision, but a positive, supporting one, not the big picture that most people see. Most people's big picture is something like this. "Well, I'm 35 years old, and I haven't had any success so far in my life. I tried, but it didn't work. I'm broke, I'm out of shape, and I'm alone."
Well, no wonder you're not living up to your full potential if that's how you see it. When you have failure in your past and failure in your present, it's hard to be all upbeat and positive and truly believe that everything is going to turn around. And that is why the power is in the now. We may not be able to commit to a decade of 80-hour work weeks or to 90 minutes in the gym 6 days a week and a clean diet for, well, the rest of our life. That can seem a little overwhelming, especially if you don't already have strong momentum in your favor. But what we can commit to is to take action right now, to do something right now that will inch us towards our goal. We don't need to go from 0 to 100 in one step, but we do need to go from 0 to 1, or from 15 to 16, or 21 to 20, wherever you are. And once you're rolling along at 80, 85, getting to 100 is nothing. You've got the momentum in your favor. You've got the good habits already going. But first, we have to break that stagnant inertia. The road to success is easy to summarize into bullet points, but in the real world, the true victories are in the small ones, because if we can get one small victory, then another, and another, and we continue to push, eventually those victories will add up to create larger and larger ones. So you may not know exactly everything you want yet, and you may not know exactly how to get there yet, but I know you can think of at least one thing that you want. And I know that you can think of at least one thing that you need to do in order to get there. So for today, we focus on that. We focus on the one small win that we can promise ourselves today. We will be successful today. Others may call us unsuccessful, or we may not look very successful on paper, but that will change. The first step is to be successful today. We cannot change yesterday, and tomorrow hasn't happened yet, but today we can choose to be successful. Focus on the now and what you can achieve now. And before you know it, you'll be walking around in your mansion with your kick-ass, sexy self body, about to go on vacation with the person you are so deeply and passionately in love with. And it'll hit you. You have changed your life. The purpose of this program is not to just give you motivation so you can carry out one or two tasks. It is to actually change some of your fundamental limiting beliefs, to change destructive habits, and to change the paradigm from which you view things. And by the end of these 30 days, you will literally have rewired your brain for unlimited success, and that will continue for years to come. And hey, if you ever get a little down, lose your momentum, get in a rut, you can always come back and listen to this program again. I will always be here for you. I mean, you did purchase me technically, so I'm always yours. You own me for the rest of your life. So if you ever need help, come on back. I have confidence in you, and I know that I can help you. Remember, 97% of people won't even try to better themselves. You spent your hard-earned money to invest in yourself. If that isn't a sign that a person has what it takes to create change, I don't know what is. You decided to start this program when you could have done nothing. And we all know it's easier to do nothing than it is to do something. So you may not be aware of it, but you are already far ahead of the vast majority of people. You have the burning desire. You believe in yourself so much that you actually spent money on yourself, and you did something when you could have done nothing. You may not know exactly what you want, or you may vaguely know what you want, or you may know exactly what you want. But you know there needs to be a change, and you are actually willing to do something about it. Now we just need to learn the techniques and strategies so we can start applying change on a massive level. Although there are many methods to change, both inside and outside of this program, they all revolve around one central question. What causes a person to act the way that he or she does? What is the driving force behind action? What is the difference between a broke, unhappy person who changes it all around and one who doesn't? It is simply the ability to decide what you want and the ability to focus hard enough on taking actions every single day that will get you there.
So many people underestimate the power and importance of small actions on a daily basis. Yes, it is more or less true that one tiny action on one day taken only one time will probably not revolutionize your life. But if you take one small action today that may increase the effectiveness of your day by, let's say, 5%, not a huge number, but still relevant, and then for the next few days you take another little 5% action, after a while it becomes easy and you can start taking 10% actions, then 15% actions, and if you continue living a more effective life on a day-to-day basis, eventually those days will start to add up, and you'll say, hey, I just had an effective week, I just had an effective month, and then you'll be saying, man, I really accomplished a lot last year, and eventually you'll be living a completely different life. Now, how fast you get there, well, that's determined by just how big your actions are and how consistent you are with them. Now look, we can all do 1% more per day, and someday, 30 years in the future, we'll eventually have that life we kind of always wanted. Except not really, because who wants to wait 30 years? And by gosh, if things were moving that slowly, how would you even be able to stay motivated anyways? How do you expect yourself to stay motivated year after year after year if nothing perceptible is happening? So my personal goal is to get you to take large enough actions on a daily basis so by the end of these 30 days, you will have seen noticeable improvement in your life, or at least one or two areas. I don't know why you're listening to this. Maybe you're happy with a couple areas of your life, and it's just one area that you need to focus on. Whatever it is that you want to improve, whether that be one area of your life or two, or just overall be as great and awesome as you can be in every single area, you will have made improvements in every area that you would like to make improvements on. 'Cause that's what's fun. That's what's motivating, seeing your life change and transform before your very eyes. Now, in order to up the accountability factor, I want you contacting me personally throughout this program and keeping me up to date with your progress. I don't care how you do it, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email, whatever, but if you know you're going to be accountable for your change, you are going to work just a little bit harder. And that gives me accountability too, because I don't want people contacting me being like, hey, your program sucks, your program don't work. So that way, I need to put out that high quality content so I can continue getting the messages of people telling me how much of a transformation they're having, how much more awesome their life is getting, the big steps that they're taking, how they're achieving their goals. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated. And I don't want you to think that just because things aren't going well, that's an excuse to not stay in touch. Because listen, when things are going bad, when things are not going the way that they're supposed to be going, that's when it's even more important. That's when it is absolutely vital to be accountable for your actions. So if you are having difficulties, share them with me. Tell me your plan to conquer those issues, and then follow up and let me know how things are going. Think of me as your accountability buddy. Thanks, South Park. Now, of course, it may be easy to say that controlling our focus and taking action is the foundation for all change, but in reality, most people do not control their focus, and most people are not taking nearly enough action in order to reach their true potential. The ironic thing is most people focus on self-limiting beliefs. They'll focus on why they can't build their business, or why they can't change their body, or they'll focus on past relationships that failed and believe that is all they will ever have. And unfortunately for them, if you focus on the negative and believe the negative, that's generally where you're going to go. Wherever you focus is where you're going to go, whether it's good or bad. And what do most people focus on throughout the day? How much they hate their job or their boss, or how unlucky they are, or how they have to pay their bills, or how they don't have enough time, or how they have to clean the house and do laundry and take the car in for maintenance. Now, I'm not saying these things aren't important. You do have to pay the bills and you have to clean the clothes. But what I am saying is that most people have their priorities wrong. They are focusing more on these things, which in the long term are completely irrelevant. Because it's easy. It's easy to focus on the immediate task at hand. It's easy to focus on the crisis of, oh no, there's no clean dishes. A decade later, the person will have accomplished nothing of significance and be in the exact same place they were 10 years earlier. We must make it a priority to focus on the actions which will benefit us a decade down the line. And these next 30 days is an opportunity for you to shift your focus to what is truly important. To shift your focus and actions to the areas of your life which you will look back on and be proud of. So for the next 30 days, you can go to bed satisfied and fulfilled because you know that today was not just like any other day. Today, you weren't just riding shotgun in the vehicle of life. Today, you took the driver's seat. Tell me, when you look at the most successful people in the world, do you think they got there just by focusing on the day-to-day fluff tasks that most of us focus on? Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger was running around saying,
well, in order to be successful, I knew that it was very important to do the laundry, and as a bodybuilder, I eat a lot of food, so I knew that I had to spend a lot of the time doing the dishes, and then I would watch on the television the show Happy Days, and I would say, oh, that Fonzie, he's so ridiculous, and then I would call my friend Franco on the landline telephone and tell him, oh, Franco, life is so unfair, why can't I be an actor? I can act. Look.
Okay, forgive me if that was a horrible Arnold impersonation. Hey, I'm not an impressionist, but come on, can't we have a little fun? Can't we have a little bit of fun? We're spending the next 30 days together. We gotta have a little fun. Now, what's the point I'm trying to get across? Do you think successful people like Arnold were focusing on small, meaningless tasks? Well, I think we both knew that he was not. But here's a quote from him.
Well, the number one thing is you have to have a very clear vision, because only then will you get there. You can have the best airplane in the world, but if the pilot doesn't know where to go, he will just drift around.
Okay, once again, not the best Arnold impersonation, but hey, I'm trying, guys. So, anyways, this is a man who knew what he wanted and was focused on the big picture, not the day-to-day scruff that most of us are focused on. But do most of us stay focused all day, even on that small stuff? One survey done by Salary.com reported that 78% of all workers openly admit to wasting somewhere between a half an hour to 2 hours a day. And mind you, roughly 1 in 5 employees are working part-time and they're still wasting that amount of time. Now, we all know that people like to give themselves the benefit of the doubt, so if they are openly admitting to this level of waste, I don't even want to imagine the actual amount of waste that's going on. And that's just the time we waste while we're at work. When we take into consideration the amount of time we waste while we're not on the clock, it becomes staggering. According to the Nielsen report, the average American spends 5.5 hours a day, every single day,
watching television, and an additional 2 hours a day between the internet and smartphones. When we further break this down by racial demographics, we see that as a group, African Americans consume the most amount of television at 218 hours per month. Whites come in at 155, and Asian Americans watch the least amount at only 92 hours per month, less than half that of African Americans. Now, here is the interesting thing. When you cross-check this with average income by race, what do you think the results are? You can probably guess. There is an inverse correlation between TV consumption and income. According to the United States Census Bureau, Asian Americans lead all race demographics with an average household income of $68,636 per year. Whites came in at $57,000, and African Americans came in at $39,000. Some people argue that other factors will influence the income of a specific race, and of course there are many correlations which can be made, so how about we just look at time spent watching TV versus income across all American households, regardless of race. Guess what? The inverse correlation is still strong and true. Statista.com shows the average household that earns under $25,000 annually consumes 7 hours of TV per day. That is absolutely massive. Household incomes between $25,000 and $50,000 consume 5.75 hours daily. Household incomes between $50,000 and $75,000 consume 4.8 hours daily, and household incomes exceeding $75,000 consume 3.8 hours daily. Now, the graph stops there, but using the data which you now have, if you had to take an educated guess, would you think a person who earns $100,000 per year consumes less TV than a person who earns $75,000 per year? And would you think a person who earns $200,000 per year consumes less TV than a person who earns $100,000 per year? There may be other things going on, but the data is